AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The situation in Aleppo remains dire as one ceasefire after another fails to hold. The latest one collapsed when gunfire broke out near a border checkpoint. Sarah El-Deeb tells us thousands of people were able to get out of that city before roads were shut down.
The Turkish foreign minister said that about 7,000 plus civilians have been evacuated from the part of Aleppo that remains besieged. This indicates that there has been a lot of progress overnight. Hundreds of people have left in buses that, as we understand, have not really stopped until the early hours of the morning.
At his final news conference, President Obama blamed Russia and Syria for the ongoing humanitarian crisis.
The world, as we speak, is united in horror at the savage assault by the Syrian regime and its Russian and Iranian allies on the city of Aleppo.
The UN Security Council met in an emergency meeting Friday and may meet again this weekend. President-elect Donald Trump continues his thank you tour today in Alabama. Last night in Florida, he told supporters he plans to rebuild the U.S. military.
Peace through strength. At the same time, our foreign policy needs a new direction. We've spent $6 trillion in the Middle East, and now it's in worse shape than it's ever been before.
Yesterday, Trump picked South Carolina Congressman Mike Mulvaney to be his budget director. A lot of people will be shopping this final weekend before Christmas. Retail analyst Britt Beamer says gift cards are a hot item this year, but not ones that are very expensive.
We saw a huge increase in 21 to 25, but last week we saw a huge increase in $16 to $20.
The weather may affect shoppers in some states this weekend. It's bitterly cold in the upper Midwest. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain is being reported from the Ohio Valley into New England. Roads are icy as well in the Mid-Atlantic region. This is AP Radio News. A senior Army officer has been forced out of the military after having a long affair.
The Army has stripped Major General David Haight of his two stars and demoted him three ranks to Lieutenant Colonel, a steep and rare downgrade. The Army says Haight not only had an extramarital affair for nearly 11 years, but was also at times involved in a swinger lifestyle. Haight had been serving as the U.S. European Command's operations director before being pulled out of Germany and put on the Army staff. The demotion to lieutenant colonel will cost Haight more than $40,000 in annual retirement pay. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President-elect Trump has blasted China's seizure of an unmanned underwater drone. He tweeted this morning, China steals United States Navy research drone in international waters, rips it out of the water, and takes it to China in an unprecedented act. The drone was seized on Thursday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.